Hey, everybody.
Hiatus. Guess what? I got a joke for you. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
You fucking hate knock-knock shows at this point, don't you?
I'm so a little bad. Burned out on them, yeah.
It's the Spy vs. Pie podcast at the door. That's and right. It's the last one of March. Friday the 30th of March, in fact.
You know what
of
that
the
means?
2007. March well. Madness.
yeah.
It means March Mania.
Spring doldrums.
Yeah, so end of week, it's the Friday, the big Friday show.
End of week, end of month.
End of show.
End of show. That's right, we were pulling a fast one, ladies and gentlemen.
Question mark?
Yeah.
Interrobang?
Yep.
What's up, Incesticons?
We fooled you guys.
Yeah.
You thought we were back in the saddle? No.
Nope, fuck that.
We're just teasing yous.
Yeah. Give you one good show, give you seven bad ones.
Is that what we did?
That's what we should try to do. That should be our
ratio?
Goal. It's our horror ratio. We should try to do that. If we can get one good show for every six bad ones, I think we'd be in good shape. We should look into it.
Okay.
Yeah, just saying.
Should we flag them the day they go up, or should we let the, you know, history be the final arbiter of our pop quality?
I think we should let you decide.
Surely you don't mean me.
Why, no. I mean... Well, shit.
What?
I don't know.
You're talking about the audienzo, right?
Yeah, man. You guys. You guys decide.
That's right. Because this is...
Make a poll.
Show, man.
Make
this
a poll or something.
That's right.
Alexis and Jimmy. Drunk in the park there. You guys decide. That's Alexis. Remember Alexis and Jimmy?
Yeah.
Jimmy is Meatbagger on the message board.
That's right.
He was the one who called in. And yep. Is Alexis on the message board? I don't think she really posts.
No, she signed up.
I think she signed up, but yeah, she's one of those, like...
She's got that big, like, 600-pixel-wide Care Bear avatar.
Yeah. I haven't seen that in a long time, actually.
It totally borks my pagination.
So yeah, dumb. Shouts out to Jimmy and Alexis.
Yeah, totally.
Meatbagger.
And what's your name? With the vocal stylings there.
What was that, man? We probably should have turned down our music while we listened to hers, but...
Yeah, I thought about it, and then I thought about syncing it up, and then I thought about tuning it, and then I thought...
Too much work.
For this.
That was, I don't know what her real name
she
is,
known.
She's Duchess, but I don't know.
Yep, the Duchess
old,
Oven.
Old Duchess Oven. Yeah. Yeah, how would you think about that, Duchess?
Burlap.
Yeah. Nice one. Nice one.
Were we saying it was their show?
You should contribute by sending in audio comments.
The more you send, the less we talk.
Yeah.
That's not true.
No. It's just neat because it gives us something to play and talk about. So.
Well, here's the thing, Brian.
Okay. All right.
Okay. There's two sides of this coin, man. And one of them is that, like, everything on the internet is worthless, you know?
That would be the head side, right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Everything is totally worthless because, you know, you can pay for shit. There's all kinds of free shit. Why would you pay for shit?
Mm-hmm.
Shit name, man.
Shit is just shit, though, you know what I'm saying?
So since nobody's going to buy anything ever from anyone...
Yeah.
That means that the money is, like, worthless, man, because, like, no one... can get it. So Whoa. It's completely devalued. So the currency, the e-currency, man, the e-street team, man,
yeah,
man,
yeah,
is like, is word ups, yo.
Yeah, man.
Comments and Gmails and...
Give us some Sheena E's.
All that stuff. That's how you can pay us. Because we're having the pledge drive now.
Oh, yeah.
What's our goal for this hour? Not talk for the whole thing?
To complete a podcast.
Yeah. That's a good call.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's not like, you know, I got to sneeze.
Are you going to
sneeze?
Here we go.
Hit the sneeze button. Oh, no, it's not. I can't do it.
Hit my sneeze alarm?
No, couldn't do it. Yeah, no, I don't know. We like it. Send us some shit. That's fun. It helps.
It is fun.
Makes the show good.
Do you want to know the flip side of that coin? The dank and turgid underbelly of that?
Is that some people are making money off it, and it totally just blows your whole theory out of the water.
That's going to have to be a side tale, because that wasn't the one I was thinking of.
Oh, sorry.
You know what my side tale is? Here's a weird thing.
Yeah.
I'm alarmed that I stumbled upon this knowledge.
Okay.
Knowledge.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan cannoli.
Yeah. Obi-Wan cannoli. Oh, did we? No, we should have combined the two. We should have teamed
Obi-Wan
up.
Obi-Wan cannoli?
That's way better, man.
Obi-Wan cannoli.
Hey, now we're talking.
Yeah.
Look at that. See what happens when we put our minds together? We're greater than the parts of our stumps.
You're greater than some of my parts.
I would like to grate your parts.
No, but the bad stinky is that... okay, suppose you're a dude, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
okay,
call yourself
Brian. Imagine.
Or whatever.
Yeah, okay, I'll imagine that.
You know, you can spell with a Y. Brian Fury.
Nice. Yeah.
And you're doing a little thing. Suppose you're living in a box on the moon, and they got no internets.
Mm-hmm.
And you draw a comic all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to, like draw a comic and then, like, 2 hours later, like, get, you know, a knife in the kidney because, like, nobody said nothing about it?
No, not at all.
No, because, like, you're on the moon in a box. You're drawing comics. It's like, hey, whatever, you know?
Would my comic be called Moonbox Brown?
It would be Fitty Days in a Box. I think.
Sure.
And,
No, I know what you're saying.
But do you see what I'm saying?
It's like, I do see what you're saying.
Once you step into that pool of instant gratification, and a lot of it is like, I mean, quoth the DJ Kaufman,
mm-hmm.
y'all motherfuckers be rim-jobbing each other about this and that. I mean, that's, come on now. Shit's good, but it's like, it ain't that good. Come on. Damn.
Are you talking about me?
No.
I'll fight you.
I'll fight you to the death.
I'll fight you with my bare hand.
Your bare hand?
Yeah, my bare claw. I'll fight you with over a bare claw.
I'll fight you with my hump and dewlap.
You can have a long john.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
This is getting sexy.
Final word on this. Just don't believe the hype.
Yeah. Yeah, even if it's our hype.
Yeah. It's just funny that, like, you know, I mean, like, before the computer, people would draw comics and then 2 or 3 hours later, no one will have said anything, but it's still good, you know? But like,
well, or not good, whatever the case.
Well, yeah,
it's
whatever.
It's
still what it is. It's still what it was before, you know? But now, like, there's just the time lapse is so fast that it's like,
but when will that be
now? Wasn't good. Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you when.
All right.
When Visionaries happens.
Oh, Visionaries.
Because that was the thing.
Magical powers. Visionaries.
The light in the way.
Power of Jesus compels you, Visionaries. All guy will come and molest you.
Because that was the premise behind Visionaries, was that it was set in a far-flung future that looks like the old-timey past because technology somehow failed them, except for
true.
Programs.
Well, but that was actually magic.
Right. Yeah, science is dead. Magic has taken a move.
Magic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they had those, like, magical tanks. You know, like...
yeah. This runs on magic power.
Magical vehicles.
Okay, well... magic power, electricity, whatever. Still,
right.
Still a fucking tank, asshole.
Yep.
You can watch a whole bunch of Visionaries episodes on TV Links. We will link to that page. It's got a bunch of TV shows in Flash format, like the YouTube styles, whatever, but it's got tons of shows.
Yeah.
So, and Visionaries is on there. I'm saying, man, if they ever get G.I. Joe on that thing, I'm quitting my job. I'm never leaving the house.
Wow.
I'll buy some Cheetos, but...
Hey.
Yeah?
Do you like Cheetos?
Okay, I do like Cheetos.
Or mustard.
Oh, now that's a toughie.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm saying, man. You work together. You put the mustard on the Cheetos, everyone wins.
Whoa. You ever done that trick?
Put mustard on Cheetos?
Yeah.
I don't know,
or
but
dip Cheetos in mustard?
Might be good. Never tried it.
I bet Cheetos are good on a sub.
Oh, most definitely.
A meatball sub with Cheetos on it? Oh,
sure.
Man.
Yeah. Imagine if the bread was just giant Cheetos.
Imagine if the meatballs were Funyuns.
I don't think you can buy Funyuns in Canada.
Imagine they made a salt-flavored Diet Coke.
Yep.
Imagine it. You're not imagining it, Brian. Oh, yeah. So my ultimate point is that at the gas station yesterday, they had a Boston cream muffin.
What? You can't do that. That's impassable.
It had the schmutz on the top and the little cherry ding bell, and I guess it had the flom on the inside. Yeah, it was a muffin.
Oh, it's healthy, therefore.
I don't think it was bran in any way. I think it was just muffin.
It should have been. That's funny how bran muffins usually don't have anything. You never really get, like, chocolate bran, you know?
No, that's true.
Because they're like, oh, you know, bran's no fun. People don't want that. They want a chocolate banana muffin or something, right?
Yeah.
Because that's more. But there's nothing wrong with chocolate and bran. That might be fine. That might be good. That might be the next big thing. Write that down.
What? Chocolate and bran?
Chicken bran.
Oh, that'd be good.
Two scoops of raw chicken.
Google.
So, what do you think?
What do it?
I found out about the cookie marts, by the way. You told me to research that.
Yeah.
What's with that?
It's a thing, huh?
I don't get it. So, what it is that 7-Elevens are changing.
Only 11 of them.
They're changing into cookie marts to promote the Simpsons and whatnot.
Film.
Yeah. Film. Are you going to see it, by the way?
Oh, most definitely, yes.
Are you going to... Is it going to be like... It'll be your Itchy and Scratchy movie, right?
Except I'm going to go see it, yeah. But yeah, I'm... my plan is to somehow go see it opening night while watching a cam on Heather's laptop.
You bring it in with you?
Try to sync it up.
Yeah. It'll be, like, stereoscopic.
What? Whoa. That's fine. You go up. Do the thing. Shake it. Shake it, Spencer. Shake it. I don't know, your booty.
Don't shake the baby.
Yeah, don't shake the baby.
Shake it like a... something. Remember the early 2000s, man?
Yeah, whatever happened?
I don't know, man.
Bombs over Baghdad and...
Bags over Bombdad?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you think... Do you like pinball or guitars?
We don't have to talk about that. I could do that as a solo show sometime when you're...
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Sick.
You don't want to talk about pinball and guitars?
I would
fucking
talk about...
I'll do it then. Fuck you.
Whoa.
Turn yourself off. I'm doing it.
Okay.
No, alright.
You could. I could do it, seriously. If an accident were to befall you...
Save
if
that
a tragedy
shit up.
Was
save
to,
it up. Save it up.
I could talk about pinball and guitars all day, every day.
You know what's totally weird? The other day, I didn't mention this yesterday. I woke up, and the first thing that popped in my head when I woke up was the band Crash Test Dummies. Remember those assholes?
Mm-hmm.
From Canada. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's kind of a weird thing to wake up thinking about. I haven't thought about those guys in years.
Right.
And then I got up and I went to the store to buy some new coffee or... What did I buy? Peanut butter or something? Oh, it doesn't matter. And I went in there and Crash Test Dummies were playing on the radio.
Whoa.
Yeah, man. There was absolutely no reason. And I hadn't heard a Crash Test Dummies song in forever.
Huh.
So... Basically, I'm some kind of genius.
You think you got one of them Gilligan fillings?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I like both of them, man.
You do, huh?
Yeah, because, like...
Do you want me to talk about two of the radio ads that I've been hearing lately that piss me off?
I was going to say a thing, but no. Yeah, do it.
No, okay, well, I don't know. We're all over the place here.
No, it's just, I think...
There appears to be some latency.
Yeah.
We're latentating.
I think you offered me a topic, and then I was being coy.
And you took 5 minutes to come around.
As, hey, man.
I don't got time for your quanus.
Why? You ain't got to work tonight.
Yeah, you're right.
You know who else ain't got to work tonight?
No.
Capital Me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's go to a movie.
Okay. You want to see The Simpsons movie?
Yeah, why not? I don't see why we wouldn't.
All right. Hey, well, let's just Let's see. Let's take a quick commercial break here.
All right, let's do it.
And then I'll talk about the thing.
Sure.
Let's go for it. All right. Get back as far as you can. Okay. Call it. One, two, hit it.
Say boy and play no interest for 2 years.
Come on, let's shoot.
What?
So Brian.
Now basically, Brian.
You know what I just have the craving for, which is totally weird?
What's that?
Like just now, just at this exact second, I was like, man, hot wings. I could totally eat a bunch of hot wings right now. That's kind of a weird thing, like first thing in the morning to want.
First thing in the noon?
Do you think I'm pregnant?
Yeah.
Everybody write in with their questions.
Yeah, comments. You know what's funny? I don't think people ever, like, literally... I think they just glossed that over, you know?
I think
questions
you're right.
And comments.
I'd be just... like, if you weren't such an asshole, you'd write us. Do you think they'd pay attention to that?
No, I don't think they would.
Oh.
But it's the questions. Nothing. It's the questions.
It's noise to them, right? It's not actual information that they're processing. I have heard that before. Give me something new.
Yeah.
Signal noise ratio is two. Thing.
No, I'm with you. So you don't like pinball?
Pinball Clemens, the coach of the Toronto Argonauts.
You don't enjoy it?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the pinball. I don't know why. Hmm. I just never really got into it. I was more into video games, I guess.
Yeah.
Because they don't cheat.
Like I think I like that. one thing I like about pinball, other than
you like all the moving mechanical parts. You respond to that stuff.
I like that you can't play it at home really. I mean, unless you have a pinball machine, but there's not like a cheap couple $100 like home version that like replicates
emulators?
The experience. Yeah,
you should totally make pinball emulators, dude.
Well, there is a virtual pinball system where it's like a drag and drop engine for recreating. Yeah, because like I like the gravity, man.
Yeah, it's something. I mean, it's like the more digital we get, the more we get away from real physics.
Yeah,
they try to like program real physics, but it's not real,
man.
Dude, whoa.
The thing that makes me think that, like, pinballs and guitar, like, go together, because I love them both so much,
mm-hmm.
is they're both, both of them are, like, in my mind, the perfect synthesis of organic and electronic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, pinball machines, there's wood happening.
Yeah, and springs, and,
yeah. And, like, you know, guitars, I mean, what do? But the thing is, you could say, all right, I'm going to play, like, a 78 Les Paul, right?
Okay.
And I could go play a bunch of different 78 Les Pauls. They'd all play differently. They all, like, age differently and, like, you know, just different wear. And plus, mm-hmm, like, they started slightly different. And the same thing's true with pinball machines. You could go play, you know, play 100 different versions of Pinbot, and they're all going to play differently because of how worn out certain flippers are, how angled the machine is set, and what's broken on it. And I really like that. I like the adventure of that, like, when you go and find a new machine and, like, even if it's one you've played before, like, you still have to relearn its little quirks.
There's beauty in flawed,
yeah.
Flawedness.
Flawed revet,
and flaws.
Totally.
So
flawed revet.
It's true, man, because the more digital you get, the more mass-produced, and,
yeah, it's all the same.
You know, yeah, pretty much. Like, you go to use someone's computer.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really handle differently.
No.
Not really. It's like, oh, he's got a different desktop background than I do.
It's always the same four solutions to Minesweeper. Did you know there's only four different results?
No, I didn't know that.
No, it's true.
But you just know, there's no way you could really keep track of them?
No.
We're not smart enough.
That's right.
It's heavy.
This brings me to my rant of total pusillanimous Murgatroyd.
Do it up.
You know, I went to the mall this weekend. This has pretty much been like Phil went to the mall this weekend week.
Just don't. You go to the mall every day.
Basically.
And every day you come back with a different story of what happened at the mall.
That's right. Here's what happened at the mall.
It's not like you went to it once and you keep talking about it. That would be weird.
No, this is what I've been building up to all week. This is like, I was like, I got five things to talk about from the mall. Here's the biggest one, the most insane one of all.
You're culminating. Careful.
Yeah, I know. There's no fucking pinball at the Mall of America anymore.
Really? Is there an arcade?
Yeah, three.
There must be like three, and there's no pinball in any of them?
None.
That's heinous.
Yeah.
You should always have the option of pinball.
I know, and there was not any. They used to have so many pinball machines.
Do they still have old arcade games?
They got a lot of...
Like 1941 or Galaga or...
There might have been a Galaga somewhere, or Myth Pac-Man or whatever. But no, it's mostly like Time Crisis. And
yeah, it's all ones that cost... Wait, do you have...
Dance on the thing, shoot on the thing.
Yeah. Do you have... They should make a DDR game that has a gun. Do you have the ones that take...
They should make an Old West DDR game with a gun. So like one person
someone's shooting at you and dances. You're they called Dance Varmint Revolution.
Yeah.
What the fuck was I saying? Oh yeah. You got games here that cost more than a quarter, obviously.
Yeah, I don't think there's any game that does cost a quarter.
Yeah, exactly. But we have $1 and $2 coins. We have arcade games that take dollar coins for credit. So when they cost more, is it just pump in more quarters?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Or tokens. Because sometimes I go to play a game and it's like, insert a loony. I'm like, well, no, I don't have one.
Wow. Insert a loony?
I don't think games should cost... Why does it need to cost more than a quarter? Come on. That's dumb. There's not inflation on video games. This game is four times as good as this game. No, it isn't.
Yeah.
It's just not. That's bogus.
And, you know what was cool? Safecracker. Yeah, it was awesome.
Like Mastermind? Oh.
It was a pinball machine where you had to crack the safe. You were a safe cracker who cracked the safe. But like, if you cracked the safe successfully, it spit out a special token.
What?
It had all these like safe cracker...
No way.
Tokens. Yeah, so like you could play and it would like, you'd win. Like you'd crack the safe and you'd actually get a physical memento of your...
That's craziness.
Yeah, I had a couple of those. Pretty cool.
So someone would have to come and refill the machine with special prizes?
Yes, sir.
Man, there's not enough games that you get prizes out of, you know? No. There's those arcades where you win tickets and you trade them in for something.
No, but this was the direct...
But
here you
that's
go.
Like, yeah, man, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
I'm into it.
It's a good concept.
I'm into it.
I know you are.
I know. yeah, I love that game. I love Dracula. Jurassic Park. I could go for some pinball so bad right now. I just want to play pinball.
Actually, earlier, maybe last year, actually, there's a couple of pinball machines at the Jelly Alderman, and actually I don't know if they have them anymore. I think they got rid of them. Mm-hmm. They have like Jambo Safari now. Jambo Safari, it's a Sega arcade game where you like capture animals.
Oh, Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. No, I actually thought like maybe I should get into pinball. Like I never grew up with it. I never really liked it. I was never good at it. But I'm thinking maybe I should get good at it. Maybe I should set out to play pinball.
I skipped school half of my junior year to go play pinball. One machine.
Which one?
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah?
Yeah. I played the shit out of that. It was a sports bar.
Do you have all the high scores?
Down the street from my... No, I wasn't very good.
Wait, you went to a bar when you were in junior high?
It was a sports bar, and it was during the day, yeah.
What do you know?
Yeah, I don't know why they never, like... I mean, we were obviously kids, or whatever.
Because they're making money off you.
Yeah, they sure were.
In them quarters.
Yeah, we were pumping that thing full, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I used to spend crazy amounts of money on pinball. I'd play every machine I ever passed and all that stuff, man. I had my little routes and whatnot. Hmm. But, no, it's all dried up.
I remember spending $5 on Double Dragon.
Wow.
And not even beating it. Getting right to the end and not even winning.
Yeah.
Running out of $5. Hmm. That was probably the most I ever spent on one game at one time.
Even
Spore.
Yeah, what is that game ever coming out?
No, it's not even real. It's all a hoax.
I remember that there was that one show where we talked about Spore, flying cars, driving boats.
Food in pill form.
Right. Spray bacon.
Underwater houses.
I think it's a knock knock hour.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, here we go.
Do it up. Let's do it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's there?
Ho ho ho.
How fo a ho 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 who?
It's a good one. I like it. I like it.
A po fo a who?
A po ho?
Yep, the joke just keeps getting shorter.
It's good stuff.
Yep.
So, well, oh, so what? You want me to talk? I'm going to talk about those two radio ads that are fucking pissing me off. Quickly.
Okay.
No, I got to.
That's
so
fine.
There's one.
One for airplane peanuts and one for the.
What's the deal with
the
that?
The gray pages.
Yeah. No. Shit. No, there's one for a golf course called King's Links, but there's a guy doing a fake Scottish accent, so he's saying King's Links. and it has this Regal music and all this, and then at the end.
Regal music.
Reba.
Right. Right.
And then at the end they say rights fit for a king. And I'm thinking, that doesn't really, like, make me... If I did golf, I'd be like, whoa, that place must be expensive.
Right.
If it's rates fit for a king, you know?
Do kings even get charged? I would think.
Well, I know. It's kind of confusing. They should be like, kings this and that, royalty, fucking prestige. But fees or rates fit for a peasant.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fit for the common man. Come and play our, you know, totally awesome golf course. You know, but you don't have to be a king to play here. Everyone can. That's what they should say. But it just struck me as kind of strange that they'd be like, rates. I mean, I guess I know what they're saying. Like, fit for a king always means, like,
it's, you know, good.
It's good and stuff. But when it comes down to, like, rates, fit for, yeah. So that's one of them that kind of is weird. The other one that's totally awesome is this local Toyota dealership. And it starts off by saying, Darwin's theory of evolution says that fucking dominant traits will be passed down and that things will evolve and become greater and whatnot. And it's still true today with the new Toyota 2007. It's like, it's still true today. Oh, that's good to know that Darwin's theory of evolution still holds up and now applies to Toyota cars. Okay, great.
That's pretty good.
Remember that old guy? Well, he's still right.
Did I tell you about the Second Wind exercise equipment commercial?
No.
Second Wind, they're called. It says, okay, and I believe they sell new used equipment or what? No, I'm not
even
totally sure.
It just sounds kind of dirty. I bought a used exercise bike from Second Wind.
Burlap. But their slogan is, why buy new when slightly used will do? Except when the prices are this good.
Wow, you got me there.
Yeah. That's their slogan. They use that in every commercial.
That's some...
Clumsy, fucking, huh?
That's cryptic shit right there.
Yeah, like, I know.
He's, what do you want me to do? I don't know.
Right.
You tell me. Okay, you tell me. What should I buy?
I know.
Okay, so why buy new when slightly used can do? Okay, sure. Oh, maybe you're right. Maybe we'll get it.
If they just stopped there...
You'd be like, yeah.
That would be enough of a slogan.
I'll come in, and I'll save some money, and I'll get a used... Because, yeah, I don't care if I get a used exercise. It doesn't matter.
Right.
I'll buy a new seat.
However.
But.
Except when the prices are this good.
So when the prices are this good, then slightly used will do, but that's for assholes.
I would think slightly used would be even better if they got low prices. I don't... Boy. Maybe I'll go and check it out. Maybe that's it. Maybe this.
So what they're saying is that the new one and the used one are exactly the same price.
Yeah,
but the price is low, and you can have either of them if you want.
You know what the best part is?
No,
they always got the same guy in the commercial. You know, the owner, the guy who owns the chain.
Oh, okay, yeah,
big fat guy.
And he says it's just like a mini ball.
Oh, it's a big fat, and not he's not. No, he's not that big. That guy's great though.
All right, yeah. is that best of YouTube for this year? Do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably the best thing I saw.
We saw on CBC's The Hour, for Canadians out there, they know the George Strombolopoulos show there, but it's a sort of news program type deal. They had the, like, YouTube awards are happening or something, and so
really?
They had... I don't really know if this was legit or not, but they kind of had, like, here's the top 5 YouTube videos of the year. I'm like, oh, sweet, this is going to be good. And Ollie and I are like, oh, fucking Lady Punch, let's see it. And Lady Punch, you guys, oh, God. Maybe that was last year. I think Lady Punch was last year.
Right.
Lady Punch is all-encompassing.
Gotta give up the crown, though.
Yeah, maybe. That would be awesome. You yeah. pass the, you gotta pass the torch. But the thing is, like, the five that they showed, like, one was just this chick singing her song. And, like, it was totally not an interesting video. It was just a webcam on her singing. And maybe her song was good. What?
Loy Tuma?
I don't know.
Not, it's not a,
it was yeah. solid potato salad. No, so that's gone from YouTube now. I can't see it.
It is?
Oh, yeah, it's disappeared. But I guess she got signed to a record deal and fucking whatever. But that doesn't make it a good YouTube video. It just means like, oh, hey, she got famous through YouTube. Neat. But
right.
So what? And another one was that OK Go video with the treadmills.
Right.
That is a good one, but it's still a music video, and I don't know if that's really the best use of YouTube, you know what I mean? Like, in, yeah. In the spirit of YouTube.
A, right.
And then...
tape on a cat. Now that.
Yeah, exactly. This is what I'm saying. And so one of them, and another one was, like, some dude's master's thesis animation project type thing with, like, a kiwi or something. And it was, like, a nice CG animation thing, but, it wasn't... It's just like, yeah, that was some guy's animation. He happened to put it on YouTube, but it's not...
Hmm.
Me, that's not the spirit of YouTube. It's all these sort of like... I don't know. I think they missed the point. Should be hugging Lady Punch. Should be tape on cats. Leprechaun skit. What else?
Loy Tuma.
What?
Loy Tuma.
I don't know what that is.
You know, the spinning leak with the thing? With the.
Oh, yeah!
I mean, that's like, hey. When I found the live version of that, man.
Our new theme song.
Okay.
Mm.
What's the worst that could happen?
People would not respect us as much anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, we want their respect.
Yeah. Send in your votes for best YouTube video of the year or whatever. What you think?
Who do you like better, me or Brian?
Green.
didn't we do that? Yeah.
What?
Yes. Didn't we have a poll one time? Didn't we solicit responses for who do you like better there?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
There was a poll on the Crown Commission message board of who do you like better, Tom or Sarah?
And who won that?
I think it was tied.
Ah. Fixed.
It was pretty. Pretty intense there for a bit.
Was it divided along gender lines?
I don't know.
Hump and dewlap.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Well,
you want to move it on over?
Move it on over.
You want to just take it on to the other side? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Well, I don't think we have to say the thing since you've mentioned it 100 times so far.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
What about the sending and such?
Yeah.
But you can, everybody. You can. All right. Well, take it easy, dude.
Yeah. I'll see you on the Monday.
Yeah. We probably shouldn't have any contact this weekend, huh?
No. Save it up. Yeah. Save it up. Be
conserve your fluids, man.
Brian celibacy, I advocate.
Spencer, you're totally going to crush your testicles if you keep doing that.
God.
Yeah, he's just jumping right on in my kneecap. I mean, it's... There's a pretty... I don't know. I don't know how
you keep
work.
Doing that, I'm going to crush your testicles.
That's right. All of you, audience.
Oh, buddy.
I'm looking for honesty and trust, communication, respect, chill personality. I go to school at Temple University and I'm studying fine arts.
I'm really hard working.
I'd like to go into teaching so that
and also there's someone who can be there.
You know,
I can be there for myself.
Art affects
I'm very, very concentrated on my career, so a lot of times I forget to
be there. I like clubbing.
It'd be helpful to have someone who can keep me level-headed. I love dancing so much because it's a way for me to express myself, and one
church,
also a way for
gospel,
me to
everything.
Get rid of a lot of bit.
Nobody really knows all
like
sides of me
because
I usually end up hang with two completely right now, different crafts people. Artsy people, like shock people, like so nobody really knows all the sides of me. I listen to R&B, pop, gospel,
in this world with other people. I always feel like if you can't trust someone, you can't
and
respect
sometimes
someone.
Even
if you can't really respect someone, you can't truly communicate.
I'm
exactly
a sucker for Italian.
But the one that gets used the most is Star Child.
I'm looking for somebody that's
one is I used to do tarot cards every once in a while, and my soul card is
honest.
The Star Card.
And
two, it's because my
just
I was always fascinated by stars, and my favorite star is the middle star in Orion's belt. So
have
I
a good time without like hiding their real feelings. If they don't like me, let me know.
And just not
they
because
do.
They're getting something out of it.
That's cool.
I would like to date someone who
just
is
being nice is a positive
to
attitude.
It's
all
it
takes to really impress.
Date a person who is who doesn't
things that turn me off on
a
first date. It's probably a pompous personality and being overly conceited. I cannot date someone who is arrogant. I would love to date someone who's sincere. My dream date would be to go to like a nice restaurant.
Really great to get flowers. Also,
maybe to like
to
a nice
pampered. Usually I'm the one pampering the other
beach
person.
Beach or something.
I know
or,
I'm a really good giver, but every once in a while it'd be nice to receive something. So,
I don't even know, an art gallery.
It'd be nice to just have
just
it.
To hang out with somebody so I could actually talk to them and not
just be like,
have
sort of,
confusion
it,
of
it,
like what's going on.
Also,
I don't really like going to bars for dates just because people end up
count. Like, I'm
not
I'm
really talking to each other completely.
Just going to a park, or just like,
if a genie granted me three wishes,
or,
I'd wish for
I'm very into nature, so that would be
money.
Nice as well. If I had any superpower, it would be able to control nature, like the weather and things like
and
that.
Happiness.
And why? It's because
my
I always wanted to
TV show
like,
be
kill the world.
Family
right?
Guy.
I feel like there's not a replenished rainforest or
so many random
you know,
unexplained
people by
things
to,
always happen.
You know, plant food and things like that. Or,
my
you know,
idea
like
of
that.
Heaven.
You should consider a date with me because I am trustworthy.
It's just the place where everybody gets along.
I'm unconditionally
my idea of hell is just living through
that's
all the fears that you have throughout your life.
Ever finding one like me.
In a life, I'd probably be a
cat.
Because they like being alone. And when they want attention, they'll go get it for their limited amount of time. You should date me because I'm honest and fun-loving.